Good Kids by Benjamin Nugent, narrated by Charlie Thurston. 1994. Chapter 1. We're not going to get thrown in a van. The dads were a man and a woman. They were my father, Linus, and Khadijah's mother, Nancy. Khadijah called them the dads because, in her family, Nancy played the traditional paternal role. She spent more time at work than Khadijah's father. She made more money. She was harder to talk to. She was a dad. And my father was a dad. To explain why we needed a name for the pair of them, I'll start with the Friday that Khadijah and I, with our respective dads, ran into each other at Gaia Foods. The Day of the Dads. It was early March, Language Day at Wattsberry Regional. As sophomores active in language clubs, I, Russian, Khadijah, French, we both manned tables selling borscht and mousse outside the cafeteria after school. We never spoke during Language Day, although our tables stood 5 feet apart. All I knew about Khadijah was that she was third-tier popular. All academics, no sports, no theater, no newspaper. An organized girl who recorded homework assignments in apple green pen in high-quality notebooks, and that her deceptively black-sounding name, pronounced Khadijah, was a product of Nancy's Sufi years. My father picked me up after we collapsed the tables at 5, and we stopped at Gaia on the way home for dinner essentials, wine, and ice cream. After Nancy picked up Khadijah, they stopped at Gaia too. While I was trying to show my father how smart I was by making an argument about how many pears he should buy versus how many grapes for a fruit salad, I saw Nancy and Khadijah hovering by bananas. An astute observer probably would have seen there was something weird between Nancy and my father right away, but I was only 15. I was stupid when it came to interpreting the behavior of the dads. It's strange. When you're trying to impress a person, you can't see that person well. And Khadijah and I, we longed to impress the dads. I noticed nothing unusual in the dads' body language or in their faces. My father reached out and laid his hand on the pears peeking from Nancy's wicker basket, looked her in the eye, and said, "They're fresh today." The gesture did not strike me as remarkable. I found it mysterious, but my father was a sophisticated person. Everything he did was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?